Good morning.
It's hard for me to get up and sit down, so that's why I'm still standing. 3 weeks ago, you all gave me a shower of cards and prayers. And just this week, last week, my eyesight improved enough that I was able to read those cards. I thank you for all the expressions of kindness, of appreciation, and of love. You'll never know how much it has meant to me to be a part of this congregation, and I thank you. Now, just one more thing, a prayer request. I have been told by the doctors that my cancer is spreading. It has spread to the bones. And also that this eye may not get any better. Whatever is the case, I want to thank James for this sermon today, because it expressed exactly what I want in my life, that to whatever I have, whatever I am, that I am praising Him, my Savior and my Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for serving us for all these years and for shepherding us like you have. I know it means the world to me and my family, and that's why we started here. So it's awful good to see a full house this morning. That's such a blessing. Do we have any first-time visitors or guests that we'd like to recognize this morning? Yes, right over here, Walter. Nope. No, if you would, just tell us your name and where you're from.
Brian and Brandy Hickerson, we are just here vacationing. So
very good.
I wanted to hear God's word, and we came to see this place.
Yeah, it's nice to have you guys, Brian. Welcome. Yeah.
I'm just excited. My name's Marion. I'm not excited about the name, but I'm excited that my sister's here.
Yeah, hello, Alice. It's good
that
to have
her laugh. So Alice was with us a while back, and she hasn't been able to come, and I said, you know what? She's going. What a perfect day to be here. I love it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And I reiterate Dr. Nealon's message that was a wonderful sermon.
Yeah, I'd like to have a prayer request for peace. As James said, we need to pray for peace. Anybody on this side have anything you'd like to bring before the congregation?
I'm Linda, and thank you for your prayers. I had a really good doctor report Thursday that I haven't had any ablation or any AFib or flutter since the ablation in August. And so
Praise the Lord.
Very pleased, and I am so thankful for your prayers and for God's interventions.
My name's Pete, and I've got a couple things. One, the doctor tells me that I live in AFib constantly. He got me on another monitor for a few weeks to see if he's absolutely right, but I can't tell the difference. Another prayer request is Jason Martin. I've mentioned him before. He is a fire chief in Little Kansas. He's also on the department in West Siloam. He has been put on hospice there. I don't know what time frame they're giving him, but he is a very sick man. So please be in prayer for Jason.
Hello, my name's Eric. I'm trying not to cry. Thanks for the prayers for last week. I've been gone for about a month. My grandma's on hospice. She's not doing well, but I got a good call yesterday that they're helping her eat. She's in Collinsville at the assisted living with my grandpa, and they don't know how long she'll be on hospice, but she's 92 and she just needs prayers.
Yeah. Thank you.
Her name's Dolores.
Anybody else on this side?
pray for revival, and I'm also praying for salvation for the assassin.
Yes, ma'am. Up here, Walter.
Lori, I just want to say I'm glad to be back, and also an unspoken for Daryl's daughter, Chelsea. She has started some things that are rumors like he was talking about, and I think she needs some prayers for peace in her life.
Thanks, Lori. Back
here. My name is Kay, and I'd like for us to pray for the family of Charlie Kirk. It's time grieving, but also a time of probably a lot of good memories, too. And I also like to pray for our military, our first responders, the policemen, firemen, and doctors and nurses who care for us, who first respond in time of need. Okay, thank you.
I know we're all aware, but that young man affected a lot of lives for Christ.
My name is Mary, and it's nice to be here this morning. And I still have a lot of unspoken prayer requests.
Thank you, Mary.
My name is Jack, and it's been some time since I brought up my grandson, Trevor. It's just been kind of going along, but this last week he took a real deep dive. Got blood clots and got some issues with his blood. My biggest prayer is that you'll be with my daughter, Rhonda, that's catered to him ever since birth for 30 years, and 24-7. And so just lift up Rhonda this week, and that's my prayer today.
Thank you, Jack. Anybody over here?
My name's Bing, and my sweet Bonnie Lou got a migraine this morning, and that's why she's not here. So we hope that she has them about once every 10 days. So it puts her down, yeah. And or she's a strong woman, or she'd be here.
Please just continue. My name is Lynn Bell. Please continue to pray for our daughter, Melissa. And I have a prayer for discernment.
Thank you, Lynn.
My name's Charles. I have a good our praise report. I've talked to Joe every day by text or by phone, and he come out of his heart cath Monday. He went home Tuesday morning. He is doing well. He has no pain or discomfort at all, and he's watching Beth put the kitchen together in their new home. And he's really enjoying that. The other praise report is Pete, this Jason you were talking about, is married to my niece. And they put him on hospice yesterday sometime after lunch. And the praise report is that Jason has not been a believer, but people have ministered to him in a big way. He has accepted the Lord, and he is ready to make peace and to go home.
That was wonderful. Thank you for those praises, Charles. Anybody else? All right, if not, we'll have our prayer song. Keith.
Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us to be able to come together, to share our love with each other, and to share our love for you. And Father, I'm thankful for all the things that you do for each one of us, those little things that sometimes we forget to thank you for. So just help us, Father, to continue to seek you in our lives, that we might be closer to you and closer to each other and closer to those who need you. We just thank you, Father, for those opportunities. Father, I'm grateful this morning for Melvin's report that his eye is doing better. And I thank you for the way he continues to lead and guide us and keep us encouraged by what he shares with us and his attitude that he has and his willingness to accept what God has given to him. Help us, Father, to be able to be the same way. We just thank you. And we are glad that Alice is here with us this morning. It's been quite a while since we've had a chance to see her, but we're really grateful that she's here. And we just pray that not only is it a blessing to us that she's here, but we pray, Lord, that she'll be blessed as well. And Father, glad that Linda had a good report this last week, and we just pray that the treatment she had will continue to be effective and help her to just be able to get back to her normal life and enjoy doing the things that she's had to kind of put on hold because of the heart problem. And we just pray that you'll continue to be with her and strengthen her. And Lord, we want to pray for Pete. We just pray that he's wearing this monitor, that they'll get something that they can have a concrete conclusion to what he's actually dealing with. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with him and encourage him during this time, and just pray that you can help each of us to encourage him as well. And Father, for Jason Martin being put on hospice, we just pray, Lord, that those who are caring for him can be gracious to him at this point, and we're excited to hear the fact that Jason has accepted you and he is willing to go through death and look forward to the end of the process. And we just thank you that that's good news. And Lord, we want to pray for Eric's grandmother. We just pray, Lord, that now that she's in hospice, that the care for her will be as good as it can be. And we just pray, Lord, that you will be with her as she's coming to the closing days of her life. And we just thank you that we've known her. We thank you that she is able to be in a situation where she can be cared for. And we just thank you. And Lord, sometimes it's hard, but we do want to pray for the salvation of this young man that shot Charlie. Sometimes we don't want to, but we need to, because that's what you want, is for us to seek you at this time and be able to witness to that young man that he might be able to accept you as well. We pray for Charlie's family. We know that that's a big shock for a young wife with a couple of children, and we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her, that she can get the encouragement she needs from those around her and from you. And we just thank you. Lord, we want to pray for Daryl's daughter, the difficult time that she's having. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with them as they work through this situation and just guide and direct them with your help. And Father, we're wanting to pray for Traber, and just pray, Lord, that as he's dealing with some serious situations, that the doctors will be able to provide comfort for him as he goes through those. And we also want to pray for Rhonda, her dedication and her willingness to give of herself completely to her children. We just pray that you can be with her, strengthen her at this time, and just continue to work in her life, Father. And Lord, we want to pray for Bonnie this morning with a migraine. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with her this morning and ease the pain and help her to get back to normal. And Father, for Lynn's daughter, we want to continue to lift her up and pray for her and just pray, Lord, that the situations in her life will work out and be positive. And Father, we want to pray for Joe, just hearing that he's doing better and recovering well, and we just thank you that the doctors were able to take care of him and get him back to where he's functioning a little more like Joe. And we just pray that you'll continue to be with him. And Lord, again, I thank you for the service this morning. I thank you for the message that was given to us today by James, and I just thank you for him and his willingness to speak the truth and to share with us. And I just pray that you will continue to be with him as he continues to prepare to speak the truth again. And Lord, we just want to be thankful that you can be with us each day, and we pray as we go this next week that you will watch over us, take care of us, and just help us to be the example that you would have us to be. And we just thank you and love you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.